Welcome back to 2000 Verizon Vikings Training Camp. Mike Wobshaw with you, and we welcome in two very special guests from Sirius XM NFL Radio. It's Bruce Murray and Rich Gannon, former Viking and NFL MVP. They're here as part of their training camp tour for Sirius XM NFL Radio. They're learning about the Vikings today. I know where I want to go with Rich, the MVP quarterback. We're going to ask him about our quarterbacks, but I want to start with you, Bruce. Tell us a little bit about the tour and about the show. It's very successful. I'm a listener myself, so I enjoy listening to you guys, but tell us about your show.
Well, you know, our show is here, and we'll also spend some time in Green Bay, but as a whole on NFL Radio, all 32 camps will be covered by various hosts, you know, getting insight, you know, spending hours with the teams, and hopefully bringing some of the education that we learn out here to the people that are listening.
Rich, our quarterback situation, it's high profile because people want to know what the answer is, who's going to start in week one, but we're a long ways from week one right now. What's your sense about where the quarterback situation is going here for the Vikings?
Mike, I think it's a really healthy situation. I think it's a great quarterback meeting room. I mean, you've got a rookie quarterback sandwiched between two veterans and good guys, and I think that's important. Guys that care about one another, guys that are very unselfish, guys that are willing to help a young quarterback. So I think from Teddy Bridgewater's perspective, it's ideal. I think Matt Castle certainly understands what's at stake. I think it's a great opportunity for him. And then Christian Ponder's really kind of in a tough spot. You know, he was the starter heading into training camp a year ago. Now all of a sudden he's fighting for reps. But I think the competition is good for all of them. I've been really impressed with what I've seen from Teddy Bridgewater and just how he's handled himself. And I've always been a big supporter of Matt Castle because I think he's a talented player. I watched him win, you know, 10 games in New England when Tom Brady went down, 10 or 11 games there. I've seen him play really well in Kansas City when he had a good offensive coordinator and good players around him. And so I think this is a good situation for him. And my guess is he'll probably be the week one starter.
I was just going to ask you, do you think the coaches know right now what they want to do for week one? But you make it sound like maybe they do and it might be Castle.
Well, I think they've got a good idea of where everybody's at. I think the big challenge for Teddy Bridgewater is you don't want to throw him out there before he's ready. I think, you know, you do that, bad things can happen. I want to make sure that he's really, really comfortable in the offense. He knows what he's doing. He knows what everyone around him is doing. He's got a good sense and a good feel for the protections. And I think that, you know, Castle's probably a little bit further along. Castle's had the benefit of, you know, being here from day one in the spring with Norv and with Scott Turner. And, you know, Teddy missed a lot of that time because he was still, still in school. So I don't think it's a question of if, it's a question of when. I think Teddy's going to be that guy eventually, but I think Matt Castle can do everything he can to possibly hold him off.
Bruce, we were talking earlier, you have some familiarity with Norv Turner, being that you were in Washington the same time he was. So what kind of impact do you think Norv has on this offense, which last year was 13th, 14th in yards and points? What do you think they'll be like this year?
Well, I think he could have a huge impact on this offense because we know he's a very creative guy. We know he's going to be very aggressive getting the ball down the field. And there's no question that this team has weapons. As Rich talked about, if the quarterbacks develop, you know, he can take advantage of a lot of things. We know Adrian Peterson talked about it with us. He's going to be far more involved in the passing game. I think we're going to see a guy that's operating more in space. And I don't know that there are too many guys that are better at developing young quarterbacks. And when you've got Teddy Bridgewater, that's got to make you feel good. You know, until we see it on the field, I think it's still in uncertainty. But I think that it's going to be a far more aggressive, far more exciting. He's going to put pressure on defenses. He's going to make defenses work and think. Whether or not they can execute, that remains to be seen. But you know what his philosophy is.
Defensively, can you put your finger on one thing that has to go right for this Vikings defense to turn things around?
Well, I just think you've got to have the young guys mature at every level. You've got to get Sharif Floyd, who started one game last year, really up his game and become the first-round draft pick that they thought. Xavier Rhodes, you know, first-round draft choice. These guys got to start playing like they're veterans, even though they're only in their second season. It's a young secondary. You're playing in a division where you've got Matthew Stafford, Jay Cutler, Aaron Rodgers, great wide receivers. The secondary has to play well, and they've got to get better really fast.
You're going to spy on our division rivals next. You know that, right?
We're going to go. We'll let you know what's going on down there in Green Bay. But yeah, I think it's an incredible division. I think it's, you know, you look at it, everyone's improved. I think Detroit's gotten better. They bring in a new head coach, new offensive coordinator. I think that's going to help Matthew Stafford. You look at the Green Bay Packers. They've made significant changes. They go out and get Julius Peppers from division rival Chicago Bears. And, you know, a local guy, Mark Trestman, grew up in St. Louis Park. He's the head coach down in Chicago. I think they've improved. They've got to get better defensively. They had one of the worst run defenses in football a year ago. So, I think this is what makes the game great. You know, everyone feels like they've gotten better. Now we get close to the preseason games. We get a chance to evaluate the young talent. We get a chance to decide on the 53 players. And then we head into the regular season and we really find out who's the best in the NFC North.
Great insight from Rich Gannon and Bruce Murray. You can hear more from them on Sirius XM NFL Radio. And you can hear more training camp coverage from us here at Vikings.com. So stay tuned.